Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We are going to share with you today on the subject of the Feast of the Lord, and specifically the Feast of Trumpets. Now, the Feasts of the Lord, they are not Jewish feasts, they're Old Testament feasts. In Leviticus 23, verse 2, he says, "Concerning the Feast of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts." These particular feasts, they're his feasts. And a feast is an appointment or a fixed time that they were convening, the assembly of all the people, convened for a definite purpose. It was a holy convocation. And this particular word, convocation, is makraw, which refers to a rehearsal. And this is something where they were rehearsing time after time after time what was going to happen when the real fulfillment of it occurred, which is what Jesus has done, because he's the one who fulfills the feasts. He has fulfilled the first four feasts on the exact day. The last three will also be fulfilled on the exact day, and they are yet to come. These seven feasts are during the three major feast times. One is Passover, which is in the first month of Aviv. The second is Pentecost in the third month, Siwan. And the third is Tabernacles, which is in the seventh month, which is Tishri. Passover has three feasts. It has Passover, unleavened bread, and Feast of First Fruits. The Passover was on the 14th day of the first month. That's the very day that Jesus was put upon the cross as the Passover lamb sacrificed for us. He was made sin for all of us, as it's all the sins of mankind were laid upon him. The second feast, unleavened bread, and this began on the 15th day, which was the day that then, for 3 days and three nights, Jesus was in the heart of the earth. That would be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then the third feast, which is first fruits, was always on the morrow after the Sabbath. And so that being that week, after the 3 days and three nights, then the morrow after the Sabbath was the 18th day. So 3 days and three nights, unleavened bread, which was the putting away or the bearing away of the sin, which is exactly what Jesus did when he went down to hell for 3 days and three nights, and he was the live goat. Remember in Leviticus 16, the two goats, one was killed, which was the sin offering. The other was the live goat that they laid their hands upon, confessed the sins and the iniquities of the people over them, which is exactly what happened to Jesus. All of the iniquities of mankind were laid upon him, and then he bore it away, and he went down into hell for 3 days and three nights and accomplished this. Then the next one, which was first fruits, speaks of the resurrection, and Jesus was raised from the dead, being born from the dead, the firstborn from the dead, the first fruit, the new creation that Jesus brought forth as he was born from the dead on that very day, Feast of First Fruits, which was the day after the Sabbath that week, which was the 18th day of that month. It says it's the Feast of First Fruits. Jesus was the first fruit, singular, but the fruits included the Old Testament saints, because remember, after Jesus came up out of hell, it says in 1 Peter 3:19 that he went and preached to those spirits that were in prison. Who's that talking about? The Old Testament saints that were kept in the upper compartment of hell, which was Abraham's bosom, holding them there until the time that Jesus would come. It was a place of comfort, as opposed to the lower pit of hell, which was a place of torment. We see in 1 Peter 4:6, it says that the gospel was preached unto them that are dead, that they might be judged according to those that are living. And so they had the opportunity to hear the gospel. Of course, they received, they got born again, and that was the rest of the first fruits company. And of course, Jesus led captivity captive up out of there. They came up, their graves were open, they got their bodies, they were seen in the streets, as it says in Matthew. And so we see the fact that that was the fulfillment of the Feast of First Fruits. Jesus did it on the exact day. Then the fourth feast, which is in the second season, Pentecost, in the third month, that was 50 days after the time of the first fruits. And so 50 days comes to Pentecost, which means the 50th. And this is the day when the Holy Spirit was poured out on the very day of Pentecost. See, all these were fulfilled on the exact day. God does things on the exact day, right on time. And he did this pouring out the Holy Spirit, and that was the time, the birthday of the church. Now people that were alive could be born again. That continued the harvest of believers, of people that were going to come into reconciliation with God, relationship with Him during the church age, which has lasted over this 2,000 year plus period. So here we see that Pentecost has been completed on the exact day. Now we come to the third feast season, which is Tabernacles. This particular feast season is in the seventh month, which is Tishri. Now, this particular month, it's the time it's usually like September or October, and this year in September. In the Tabernacles season, there is the Feast of Trumpets, there is the Day of Atonement, and then there's the Feast of Tabernacles. The Feast of Trumpets is on the first day of the seventh month. The Day of Atonement is on the 10th day of the seventh month, and beginning on the 15th day is the Feast of Tabernacles that begins on the 15th day of the seventh month. These are the feasts of the Lord. And in Deuteronomy 16:16, it refers to unleavened bread weeks, which is talking about Pentecost and Tabernacles. In Exodus 23, Pentecost is harvest or weeks. And then Tabernacles, it calls it ingathering, because this is all prophetic of the ingathering of the souls, because there's going to be a great harvest. Of course, it was the time at the end of the harvest period where they would gather in their crops. But this is all type pointing towards the great harvest that God is bringing in these last days before Jesus Christ is going to come back. Now, all of these are shadows of things to come, as it says in Colossians 2, and also in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1. It says these are shadow, all these things in the law, and all these things that you see are shadows of things to come, physical types and shadows of spiritual realities that come to pass in the New Testament. So it's important that we understand about these feasts of the Lord. These are going to be fulfilled on the exact day. What's this all about? The second coming of Jesus Christ. He said these are His feasts. So at the time of year when this is to occur, we know that He's coming back again. We know that He's going to fulfill these feasts on the exact day. The Feast of Trumpets speaks of the second coming of Jesus Christ, where He is going to come and He is going to catch the church up to meet Him in the air as He comes back to bring judgment upon all those that have obeyed not the gospel. And then He's going to establish His millennial reign, which begins at the time of Tabernacles, as He's coming to tabernacle among us. Now, when we speak about trumpets, in Leviticus chapter 23, in verse 23, the Lord spake to Moses, saying, "Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, you'll have a Sabbath, a memorial of the blowing of trumpets, and holy convocation." Now, prior to this, this is a time of repentance, returning to the Lord, and it actually begins on Elul, which is the month prior to Tishri, Elul 1, which would be the sixth month, and this is the month of repentance. There were 30 days of Elul, which brought it up to the time of trumpets, and then there were the 10 days of Av, the time of the Day of Atonement, when the high priest would go in and pour out the blood as a covering over for sin, which was done once a year. Now, for these 30 days prior to the time of Feast of Trumpets coming forth on the first day of Tishri, the shofar was blown every morning in Elul to remind the people that they had to prepare themselves by confessing their sins and getting things right with the Lord. And then at that time, the time of Tishri was a time when God would complete His dealings with the people. Well, this is all a type of the fact that in this day and age, God wants us to be right with Him, confessing our sins, turn away from the ways of the world, get things right with God and with man, and also realize that God is at work and He is dealing with the people of God in this day and hour, and He is going to complete His dealings with the church until He comes back, His second coming, to establish His millennial reign and, of course, bring judgment on those that have known not the gospel and have rejected it. These three feast seasons, they relate to the days of creation. The first day was the light coming forth. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Well, what happened in the first month when Jesus came? That's the light coming into the world, Jesus Christ. The third day, which was the day of Pentecost, that's the day in creation, the earth was commanded to bring forth the fruit of the seed, fruitfulness. Well, again, the Holy Spirit was sent to replant the earth with the birthday of the church, bringing forth the fruit of new believers that are restored back to reconciliation with God. And that's all what happened at Pentecost. Now, the seventh day speaks of the time when he rested after he's finished his work. And now that speaks of the time of the harvest is complete, as God had completed his work. He's going to complete the work in the world of drawing people to him, also complete the work in the body of Christ. Then you have the time of the beginning of the rest and the millennial reign of Jesus Christ. Now this festival of trumpets sounded throughout the land, and it called the nation of Israel, which is calling the church, to prepare for the coming Day of Atonement, the Day of National Cleansing. That's the time which will be fulfilled when Jesus comes back to bring judgment, because that was a day of judgment. And that's why the high priest had to go in, put the blood on the mercy seat, and there was a covering over, not a doing away of their sins. And so then God, of course, would not judge them. But what's going to happen on this day, and the ultimate fulfillment here, will be judgment will come on all those in the world. We're going to see the Battle of Armageddon at that time, and there's going to be great judgment. Now also, this time of trumpets is biblically known as the day of the sounding of the shofar. It's also called Rosh Hashanah, which means the head of the year. It's the beginning of the civil year. Now, we already mentioned it's the Feast of Ingathering in Exodus chapter 23 in verse 16. And so these feasts were major encounters between God and his covenant people and his dealings with them. Now, remember that Israel was restored as a nation, and so now we see that we certainly are in these end times, and we know that we are in the last days approaching this time when Jesus is going to come back. But it's not ready yet, because there's so much to do, as you will see as we're bringing forth this message. Now, this blowing of trumpets that they would blow, there's a scripture over in Nehemiah chapter 8 that indicates what this was about, what they were doing. In Nehemiah chapter 8, it speaks of it in the second verse, and it speaks of how Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding, upon the first day of the seventh month. Anytime you see something about the seventh month, you know it's talking about something to do with the end times and prophetic of what is going to happen before Jesus comes back. He'd read therein before the street that was before the water gate, and from the morning till midday, so the people could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. This speaks of the fact that as we're approaching the coming of the Lord, the Word of God is coming forth in revelation to the body of Christ, and the people are supposed to receive that Word. They're to be attentive to the Word of God, and to receive that understanding as the Holy Spirit has been sent to bring forth a spiritual understanding. Ezra opened up the books in sight of all the people. And in verse 7, it speaks of how they caused the people to understand the law. That shows you that God is going to bring spiritual understanding as you hear the Word of God. You've got to study the Word. You've got to spend time in the Word. And the result was, down in verse 10, it speaks of that the joy of the Lord was their strength, their fortified place. Now, where's the joy of the Lord come from? It comes from the Word in you and the revelation that God brings. The Bible says in Jeremiah 15:16, that thy words were found, and I did eat them, and they were the joy and rejoicing of my heart. This is why it's important to be preaching the Word. People that aren't preaching the Word and aren't studying the Word, they're not going to get the revelation, and they're not going to get the understanding that God wants to bring forth. We're going to continue on this in the next broadcast, talking more about the Feast of Trumpets. In closing, I want to invite you to our church services. Our services are Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and Sunday evening at 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7. The church is located just west of I-17 and Indian School at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, which is one block south of Indian School. For information, call 602-279-5212. That's 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.